Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, August the 2nd, 2013, and today we revisit the city of Detroit and a few other American cities. Detroit, in bankruptcy, once again serves as an example for all debt-ridden cities across America, an example for them to watch the progress as Detroit moves through bankruptcy court. What can be done for those cities? They tune in to the bankruptcy proceedings with great interest, as we shall see. Well, as you know, we talked about in our podcast, Detroit Dropped Dead. We said that the federal government had said no to a bailout of Detroit. Politicians made statements about it. Even President Obama said that he was not interested. Well, Detroit is proposing a plan in its bankruptcy court filing to save the most of the $5.7 billion it owes in retiree health costs. $5.7 billion it has promised to retiree health plans that it cannot afford and cannot pay, and these promises cannot be kept. Well, how do you suppose Detroit could do that, could get rid of this $5.7 billion of those? Well, by transferring those retirees too young for Medicare, meaning under 65, out of city-run coverage and into the new insurance under Obamacare. You mean they are looking to transfer their own broken, unkeepable promises to the backs of taxpayers across the country who have perhaps been more thrifty, more frugal? Yes, folks, I'm afraid that is correct. And Detroit is not the only one. Many cities, such as Chicago, Stockton, California, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, among others, watch and wait and hope to do the same thing as well. And why not? The federal government is never going to run out of money like Detroit did, is it? This plan would save Detroit potentially billions of dollars in its bankruptcy restructuring and tens of millions of dollars per year ongoing in health costs. Yes, why not transfer public sector health costs to the rest of us as we struggle with our own daily lives? This is called socializing the health care costs. Another word for it would be a stealth bailout. It doesn't seem to be a bailout, but it is transferring city debt, city obligations on to the backs of taxpayers across the country. Here's an example, folks, from an article in the New York Times. Let me quote this for you. Listen to this. "There's fear and panic about what this means," said Michael Underwood, 62, who retired from Chicago Police Department after 30 years and has diabetes and Parkinson's disease. Mr. Underwood, who says he began working for the city when employees did not pay into future Medicare coverage. He is part of a group suing Chicago over its plan to phase many retirees out of city coverage during the next 3.5 years. "I was promised health care for myself and my wife for life," he said. So why not transfer it to the rest of us? Because we did not spend our lives as police officers in Chicago and Detroit, and we were not promised anything, and we did not agree to pay for any of this. Nevertheless, we move on. Detroit has more than 19,000 retirees. Nearly twice as many people are retired as those who currently work for the city, and 7,500 of those are under 65 and so not eligible for Medicare, like Mr. Underwood we just talked about, although he's in Chicago. Same thing. Like I said, other cities watch Detroit's progress. They drool in anticipation and they applaud what is happening. I'll give you an example. Here's an example from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Once again, this is from the New York Times, folks. Quote, "I'm applauding Detroit," said Dan Miller, the controller in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, who added that in the future, a similar plan might interest his city, where a state-appointed receiver is seeking to restructure hundreds of millions of dollars of debt. "I'm hoping that Obamacare turns out to be a great solution, and I would love for our city to have the opportunity to do that." You hear him, folks? He would love to do this. This is, if he did, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania would simply be transferring its unpayable debt to the rest of us. That's the idea. Well, I'll give you one more of those. This is from, once again, the New York Times. This is on Chicago. This is a good quote, and it is some of the best bureaucrats speak that you'll ever want to hear. Listen to this. With the implementations of the Affordable Care Act, our retirees will have more options to meet their health care needs, said Sarah Hamilton, a spokeswoman for Mayor Rahm Emanuel, adding that most of the city's retirees over 65 were already covered by Medicare. We will ensure that they have all information needed to navigate the options available going forward while saving vital taxpayer dollars, she said. This is the spokeswoman for Mayor Rahm Emanuel speaking in Chicago. Chicago hopes to save $155 to $175 million a year by transferring those costs to the rest of us. This is the state of affairs in America today, folks. And why not? These city employees worked the mean streets of their cities, many as police officers, risking their lives every day, and they were promised health care for life. Why not transfer it to the rest of us? Well, because the rest of us didn't agree to those promises, and we were not promised anything. That is at least the way I see it, folks. Friday, August 2nd, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.